Mass. At Rome, the station is at St. Peter's on the Vatican, near the tomb of the Prince of the Apostles, to whom in Christ all nations have been given as an inheritance. The Church proclaims in the opening chant of the Mass the arrival of the great King, for whom the whole earth was in expectation, and at whose birth the Magi are come to Jerusalem, there to consult the prophecies. Introit. Behold, the Lord, the ruler, is come, and dominion, and power, and empire are in his hand. Give to the king thy judgment, O God, and to the king's son thy justice. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. After the angelic hymn, Gloria in Excelsis, the Holy Church, all in gladness at the bright star which leads the Gentiles to the crib of the Divine King, prays in the collect that she may be permitted to see that living light for which faith prepares us, and which will enlighten us for all eternity. Collect. O God, who by the direction of a star didst this day manifest thy only Son to the Gentiles, mercifully grant that we, who now know thee by faith, may come at length to see the glory of thy majesty. Epistle. Lesson from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 60. Arise, be enlightened, O Jerusalem, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and a mist the people. But the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. And the Gentiles shall walk in thy light, and kings in the brightness of thy rising. Lift up thine eyes round about, and see. All these are gathered together. They are come to thee. Thy sons shall come from afar, and thy daughters shall rise up at thy side. Then shalt thou see and abound, and thy heart shall wonder and be enlarged, when the multitude of the sea shall be converted to thee, the strength of the Gentiles shall come to thee. The multitude of camels shall cover thee, the dromedaries of Madian and Ephah. All they from Saba shall come, bringing gold and frankincense, and showing forth praise to the Lord. Oh, the greatness of this glorious day, on which begins the movement of all nations towards the Church, the true Jerusalem! Oh, the mercy of our Heavenly Father, who has been mindful of all these people that were buried in the shades of death and sin! Behold, the glory of the Lord has risen upon the holy city, and kings set out to find and see the light. Jerusalem is not large enough to hold all this sea of nations. Another city must be founded, and towards her shall be turned the countless Gentiles of Madian and Ephah. Thou, O Rome, art this holy city, and thy heart shall wonder and be enlarged. Heretofore thy victories have won thee slaves, but from this day forward thou shalt draw within thy walls countless children. Lift up thine eyes and see. All these, that is, the whole human race, give themselves to thee as thy sons and daughters. They come to receive from thee a new birth. Open wide thine arms and embrace them that come from north and south, bringing gold and frankincense to him who is thy king and ours. Gradual. All shall come from Saba, bringing gold and frankincense, and publishing the praises of the Lord. Arise, be enlightened, O Jerusalem, for the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Alleluia, alleluia. We saw his star in the east and are come with our offerings to adore the Lord. Alleluia. Gospel. Sequel of the Holy Gospel according to Matthew, Chapter 2. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judah, in the days of King Herod, behold, there came wise men from the east to Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he that is born King of the Jews? For we have seen his star in the east, and are come to adore him." And Herod, hearing this, was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And assembling together all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where Christ should be born. But they said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judah, for it is written by the prophet, 'And thou, Bethlehem, the land of Judah, art not the least among the princes of Judah. For out of thee shall come forth the captain that shall rule my people Israel.'" Then Herod, privately calling the wise men, learned diligently of them the time of the star which appeared to them, and sending them into Bethlehem, said, "Go and diligently inquire after the child, and when you have found him, bring me word again, that I also may come and adore him." Who, having heard the king, went their way. And behold, the star, which they had seen in the east, went before them, until it came and stood over where the child was. And seeing the star, they rejoiced with exceeding great joy. And entering into the house, they found the child with Mary his mother. And falling down, they adored him. And opening their treasures, they offered him gifts, gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having received an answer in sleep that they should not return to Herod, they went back another way into their own country. The Magi, the first fruits of the Gentile world, have been admitted into the court of the great King whom they have been seeking, and we have followed them. The child has smiled upon us as he did upon them. All the fatigues of the long journey which man must take to reach his God, all are over and forgotten. Our Emmanuel is with us, and we are with him. Bethlehem has received us, and we will not leave her again, for in Bethlehem we have the child and Mary his mother. Where else could we find riches like these that Bethlehem gives us? Oh, let us beseech this incomparable mother to give us this child of hers, for he is our light and our love and our bread of life, now that we are about to approach the altar, led by the star of our faith. Let us at once open our treasures. Let us prepare our gold, our frankincense, and our myrrh for the sweet babe, our King. He will be pleased with our gifts, and we know he never suffers himself to be outdone in generosity. When we have to return to our duties, we will, like the Magi, leave our hearts with our Jesus. And it shall be by another way, by a new manner of life, that we will finish our sojourn in this country of our exile, looking forward to that happy day when life and light eternal will come and absorb into themselves the shadows of vanity and time which now hang over us. In cathedral and other principal churches, after the gospel has been sung, the approaching feast of Easter Sunday is solemnly announced to the people. This custom, which dates from the earliest ages of the Church, shows both the mysterious connection which unites the great solemnities of the year one with another, and the importance the faithful ought to attach to the celebration of that which is the greatest of all, and the center of all religion. After having honored the King of the universe on the Epiphany, we shall have to celebrate him on the day which is now announced to us, as the conqueror of death. The following is the formula used for this solemn announcement. The Announcement of Easter. Know, dearly beloved brethren, that by the mercy of God, as we have been rejoicing in the nativity of our Lord Jesus Christ, so also do we announce unto you the joy of the resurrection of the same our Savior. Septuagesima Sunday will be on this day of this month. Ash Wednesday in the beginning of the fast of Most Holy Lent will be on this day of this month. On this day of this month, we shall celebrate with joy the Holy Pasch of our Lord Jesus Christ. The Diocesan Synod will be held on the second Sunday after Easter. The Ascension of our Lord Jesus Christ will be on this day of this month. The Feast of Pentecost on this day of this month. The Feast of Corpus Christi on this day of this month. On this day of this month will occur the first Sunday of the Advent of our Lord Jesus Christ, to whom our honor and glory forever and ever. Amen. During the offertory, the Holy Church, whilst presenting the bread and wine to God, makes use of the words of the psalmist, who prophesied that the kings of Tarsus, Arabia, and Saba, together with the kings and people of the whole earth, would come to the newborn Savior and offer him their gifts. Offertory. The kings of Tarsus and the islands shall offer presents. The kings of the Arabians and of Saba shall bring gifts. And all the kings of the earth shall adore him. All nations shall serve him. Secret. Mercifully look down, O Lord, we beseech thee, on the offerings of thy church, among which gold, frankincense, and myrrh are no longer offered. But what is signified by these offerings is sacrificed and received, Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord. There is a proper preface for the feast and octave of the Epiphany. It celebrates the divine and immortal light that appeared through the veil of our human nature, under which the Word, out of love for us, concealed his glory. Preface. It is truly meet and just, right and available to salvation, that we should always and in all places give thanks to thee, O Holy Lord, Almighty Father, Eternal God, because when thine only begotten Son appeared in the substance of our mortal flesh, he repaired us by the new light of his immortality. And therefore, with the angels and archangels, with the thrones and dominations, and with all the heavenly host, we sing a hymn to thy glory, saying unceasingly, Holy, holy, holy. During the communion, the Holy Church, now united to him who is her King and Spouse, sings the praises of that star which was the messenger of this Jesus. She is full of joy that she followed its light, for it has brought her to her God. Communion. We have seen his star in the east, and are come with offerings to adore the Lord. Such graces as these that you have received require from you a corresponding fidelity. The Church asks it for you in her post-communion. She begs of God to give you that spiritual understanding and purity which these ineffable mysteries call for. Post-communion. Grant, we beseech thee, O Almighty God, that our minds may be so purified as to understand what we celebrate on this great solemnity.